Before you fully launch your wedding ministry, invite review. Christian ministry is not meant to be isolated. A wedding minister serves in public, speaks in sacred moments, handles legal responsibilities, prays over couples, and represents Christian covenant marriage. That kind of ministry deserves accountability. A mentor review is a simple but powerful step. Ask a pastor, mentor, soul center leader, ministry guide, or experienced wedding minister to review your wedding ministry launch portfolio. Let them look at your calling statement, covenant marriage message, ceremony process, role boundaries, referral plan, legal awareness checklist, ministry biz readiness, promotion plan, and 90-day field plan. Ask honest questions. Does this ministry seem clear? Are my boundaries strong enough? Am I overpromising anything? Do I need more training before offering certain services? Is my message biblical and gracious? Is my process practical for real couples? Then consider commissioning. Commissioning is a prayerful sending. In Acts 13, the church fasted, prayed, laid hands on Barnabas and Saul, and sent them into ministry. A wedding minister may also be prayed over and sent by a church, mentor group, soul center, or ministry community. Commissioning reminds you that this work belongs to God. Some students may also explore soul center registration. A soul center can become a local ministry home for wedding ministry, marriage encouragement, pre-marriage conversations, prayer, hospitality, Bible engagement, coaching, and local gospel witness. Not every wedding minister needs to start a soul center, but some will discover that God is calling them to build a local marriage ministry base. Finally, decide your next training step. Will you pursue advanced wedding officiant training, wedding minister training, covenant ceremony design lab, pre-marriage counseling, coaching, chaplaincy, church planting skills, additional ordained ministry roles through Christian Leaders Alliance? A common mistake is to finish a course and then stop forming, but faithful ministers keep growing. So review your portfolio. Invite correction, receive prayer, register a soul center if that fits your calling. Take your next training step. Launch humbly. Your wedding ministry may begin with one bride and groom, but by God's grace, it may become a doorway to covenant marriage, Christian community, discipleship, and local ministry multiplication.